Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, your best podcast spot for all things Cleveland Guardians baseball. Presented by waitingfornextyear.com. Follow Matt on Twitter at Dairy Speaks and Todd at TD Guardians KU. The Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast is on the air.
Fresh off dropping 2 out of 3 to the Braves, we are back with another episode of the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast from waitingfornextyear.com and the Evergreen Podcast Network. Matt Dairy, Todd Dairy, live and direct here on a Monday and an off day after the Guardians had a 2-run lead late on Sunday against the juggernaut Braves, but they've played 9 series, Todd. They've lost just 2. They've won 7 of the 9 series they've played so far this year. Still in first place. Disappointing yesterday, but what, you've lost 2 out of 3 of the Yankees and Braves. That's not all bad.
No, not at all. And, you know, you started off this week coming off that, you had the sweep of Oakland, which, by the way, I know on this, we were very critical of Oakland early in the season. They're essentially a 500 team. They just went into Baltimore and won a series this weekend.
They saw that.
Yeah, and they're playing some decent ball. We just swept them. And then, you know, you start the week off and you got the, you have the day off on Monday, and then you go in and Boston comes here and you win that game 4-1. That first game, second game was kind of a dud. Carrasco didn't pitch well, but then taking that rubber game, that big 6-4 win Thursday afternoon was a great, great comeback, you know, win. And then you go to Atlanta and we're like, all right, we're going to see what we're made of here.
Yes.
Friday night was a stinker. You know, they start off the game, you know, Chris Sale, who had the Guardians slash Tribe has had great success over the years. Kwan hits that leadoff homer. We're like, all right, we own this guy. This is great. We're back to business. They didn't basically score again until the 9th inning, but the rest of the weekend was a serious battle. I mean, you look at that Braves lineup 1 through 9. It's the best in baseball. Would you agree? Or
it's not the best? Good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got guys. They got Darno is catching and hitting 8th, and he's got an OPS over 900. I mean, Michael Harris is a young star. He's batting like 7th.
Yeah.
You know, Acuna arguably is the best all-around player, 5-tool player in the game. And they held him in check for most of the weekend. I think he was an 0-for until the late innings yesterday. So, like, all in all, Todd, I mean, yesterday sucked, and there are some, Cousin Steve, who will question why Gattis pitched back-to-back days, because he had nothing.
Okay.
Hunter Gattis has been dominant. The bounty hunter has been dominant as the 8th-inning guy. And this weekend, he didn't get the job done. He had a bad weekend. I'm not removing him from the setup role just because he had 2 bad games against a loaded lineup. But
no.
I love the fight. I do love that we bet. You're right. Saturday and Sunday's games were very, very intense. They were close games. But look, the thing that still bothers me is after the Kwan home run Friday, they didn't homer the rest of the weekend. And if you're relying on all of your offense to be Ramirez and Naylor from a power perspective, then, and I'm jumping right into it, and it's time to DFA Floreal and get Manzardo up here.
I knew you were going there.
Well, yeah, I mean, enough's enough. The guy's hitting bomb after bomb at AAA, and that's probably the next move because, yes, the offense has been pretty good. The bullpen has been unbelievable. They've carried this team. Look at the standings. Go to RA and RS. You look at runs against. This team is preventing runs. The pitching's been good. It's not because the starters are that good.
No, the starter, other than, I mean, we'll talk about Tanner Bibee, but like other than this Bibee start that you got on Saturday night, the starters are going 5 innings, 6 maybe, pitching into the 6.
Rarely. Rarely. Yeah.
And so you're leaning heavily on this bullpen that we've talked about that's been so good. But, you know, when you mentioned Hunter Gattis, okay, he hadn't given up a run the entire season going into this weekend.
Correct.
You're going to have a clunker here and there, right? So Saturday night was tough. they were, I don't know, you know, if you would notice this or not, but they were jumping early in the counts on him. They were looking for that first pitch and he was putting it, he was right in the zone. He was hanging some breaking pitches, but yeah, I like throwing him back out there the next day, throw him right back out there. He's been great, you know? So, and let's be honest, Matt Olson's bloop single,
it's
not like he hit some rope into the corner. It was like a bloop off of the end of the bat
that happened.
And that's baseball, as they say.
That's baseball, Susan. I mean, I think that, you know, like we said, I mean, you watch how they play under Vogt, and it is similar to how they played against Tito because they're going first to third. Yesterday, they were overrunning.
And they ran themselves. The two runners on the team made the two biggest mistakes on the base path.
I mean, in the late innings, you're talking about, or extra innings, you're talking about Kwan getting picked off, and then you're talking about Jose, for some odd reason, not sliding, which made absolutely no sense. None, because he would have had it.
Yeah, what was that?
So weird. And you could tell he was upset. So for as clean as baseball as this team's been playing, with pitching and defense and timely hitting, you know, I mean, Saturday night, look, you could say, well, Vogt made some mistakes, or why the bullpen let us down, or guys didn't stop. Well, why were the Braves pitching to Josh Naylor on Saturday night?
Yeah.
You're walking Jose. Why? Yes, that was what you used to do for years, but now I'm not walking Jose Ramirez.
Not to get to Naylor. Naylor's been better than Josh
Naylor's
Jose
best clutch hitter in the game. One of them. So I love that they stood toe to the Atlanta Braves, folks, are loaded everywhere. Young pitching, development guys that they've brought up, young arms, guys that are hurt aren't even there, and they got others that come up.
Their pen's been great.
Their pen's
also
been
unbelievable. I mean, they have many, many weapons out there.
Multiple left-handed pitchers are coming out of the pen. And, you know, for all this, well, the schedule's been a little soft, and, well, it's a cute Guardians team, but what's going to happen when they play the Braves? Should have won 2 out of 3. Had a 2-run late inning lead yesterday. But again, when you're relying on up 2-1, up 3-1, getting that RBI single, getting a wild pitch, that's where I think adding a Manzardo is that power bat that can make it a 5-1 game instead of a 3-1 game.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, you do bring up a good point about the bottom of the order. I mean, once you get, you know, the top four is locked in, you know, Jose's not having, you know, a Jose type year yet. I mean, so there's that, but like,
it was awesome.
Yeah. But the other day, yeah, that grand slam he hit, the at bat was unbelievably good.
Oh, yeah.
Got down 0-2, worked at the 3-2, fouled off three pitches and then goes deep. I mean, that was fantastic. But the bottom of the order, I mean, you definitely could see, you know, need length. I mean, we love big game Dave Fry, but he's a role player, right? I mean, he's coming in to pinch hit. He's the right-handed guy, you know, for certain situations. We've talked on this pod about our dislike for Ramon Laureano, but I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon because he hits right-handed and because he's got the, you know, the big arm in the outfield and he can play all three outfield spots. But listen, the Floreal thing was nice for a little bit, but like, like Floreal.
Other than the homer against the Yankees, what has he done? Nothing.
Okay. That's true. But you know, they traded one of their depth starters in Cody Morris, who would probably be on this team now if he was still with the franchise, to get him. So they're not going to just, you know, they're obviously going to give him a little bit of a leash here. But on the other side of it, where are his at-bats going to come from? Like, you're not going to get him playing every day, right? I mean, especially knowing that your top hitting prospect who's tearing it up in AAA is ready to go. And those are the at-bats that are needed in this lineup.
Right.
And they're both hitting left-handed, and we have plenty of guys who can play the outfield. Like, if they need Arias to play the outfield, he can play the outfield. You know, so it's not like they need his extra glove out there. So it would seem to me like the obvious move is to bring up Manzardo and then just plop him in there. I will say that, and again, this is me talking here. This isn't what I feel, but like, you are going to be losing the DH spot that you've been rotating around to guys when Manzardo comes up. So, you know, right now it's like one day Naylor DHs instead of playing first. One day Jose DHs instead of playing first. You know, sometimes Fry DHs.
Fry DHs a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So Manzardo's going to be first base DH. So you're, and again, would I rather have him come up and be great and not worry about the DH spot? Of course. that's what you want. But it does cut into their versatility a tad. But yeah, it's, I think it's time. You know, I'm just looking at runs scored this week. You know, 4 on Tuesday, 0 on Wednesday, 4-0, 6 on Thursday, 2 on Friday, 4 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday. You know, that's you need more offense. Bottom line is you need more offense because you can't count on Tyler Freeman all the time. You can't count on Bo Naylor all the time yet. You're not counting on Gabriel Arias. You're not counting on whoever, Will Brennan or Ramon Laureano. No. So one more bat that's going to work would be imperative at this point, and he's there.
Yeah, everybody contributing, everybody with timely hits. David Fry in extra innings playing some wall ball. Will Brennan hitting home runs. Tyler Freeman going the other way. That's all cute. It's nice, but the bottom line is Kyle Manzardo is going to be a guy. A key guy on this team. You traded Aaron Civale to get him. You didn't trade Cody Morris. So, like, you know, so enough. Let's go. It's May 1st this week. They got an off day today. Let's get Mash Zardo on the first plane down to Houston and have him join the fellas. They're going to be facing some right-handers this week. Let's rock and roll. I Florial had his chances. He's been given opportunities. Yes, he doesn't play every day. But, I mean, what was the at-bat in, over the weekend? Was it Saturday? They brought in a lefty to face him.
Yep.
And it was like, what did I say to you? It was 0-2. I go, watch this. Here comes the slider. He had no chance. Everybody at home, you and me. And the executive
I was going to say, you sent the text before he struck out on two strikes. You knew exactly what
here it comes, an 0-2 slider away. He's not going to touch it because it's Estevan Florial. God bless him, but he's a 4A player.
Here it we got comes.
Kyle Manzardo is hot. He's playing well. He's hitting the ball in Columbus in the cold weather. Let's go. What are we waiting for?
No, I agree with you. And it's going to lengthen the lineup. It's going to give them their best chance to win. That's the bottom line is, especially now, like you could very easily have gone into the season, held out and said, okay, you know, we're going to develop, we're going to do the, you know, whatever. We're at the point now at 19-9, you're 10 games over 500. This is a serious contender. This is about winning games now. Yes, it's about development as well. But this is also, at this point, about winning games and giving yourself the best chance to win games. So with that said, Kyle Manzardo, I said this before the season started. If you are serious about winning, he's in your lineup every day from day one.
Yeah.
So now you really, now it's even more imperative to get him in there.
No, Guardians in first place, 2.5 game lead in the division, sitting at 19-9 with one more game in April. Houston for 3, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. The Angels come to town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then the unnamed team after that. They just took 2 out of 3 from Kansas City. We're brought to you by Rise and Grind Fitness, Center for Advanced Dentistry, and, of course, Breaking Tea t-shirts at breakingtea.com/dairy. I did see some orders coming into Breaking Tea.
Hey, now
using the slash dairy. So that's nice. So if you want your Guardians gear, Browns, Cavs, and whatever, make sure you check that out. I'm scrolling through my Twitter feed this morning. A lot of anger over the wine and gold. Whew, man.
It looks like Cavs fans would rather have JB Rhys-Snyder as head coach rather than JB Bickerstaff.
Is that what we're doing? Blaming the coach like they're doing out in Phoenix. They're going to fire Frank Vogel after one season. Like, so that what's the old saying?
Quite a franchise that Matt Ishbia has put together. He thinks
fish rots from the head.
Fantasy basketball. That's right. Fish rots from the head.
Yeah. All right, Todd. So obviously, like we said, I mean, going toe to toe with the Braves, I thought was good this weekend. I don't know. The starting pitching though, this can't continue. Like Ben Lively looked good yesterday. He was decent. He held him in check. But again, you look up and it's all right, 80 pitches after 4.
Well, they're still, I'll give Ben Lively one thing. They're still building him up.
Yes.
You know, but I'll say this about Ben Lively. He's been way better than I could have anticipated.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I didn't think I couldn't. I texted you this weekend. He reminds me of somebody and I can't figure out who it is. I think it might be Joe Borowski. I just think he's a really big guy. You know, he's wide, he's broad. And the pitch mix has been pretty good so far. you know, I was looking at him going, oh my God, we claimed, you know, this guy, he's 4A, he's out of options.
Right. Who is he?
He faced Boston twice and Atlanta, and he's given up four earned runs in 15 and two thirds innings, striking out 19 and walking three.
You'll take
that all day.
He had that one inning yesterday. I think it was the fourth when he struck out the side. I mean, it's the Braves. We're talking Acuna and Albies and Riley and Olson. I mean, we would die to have some of those guys there. And thank God we didn't have to see what's his nuts, the catcher, Sean Murphy, or that would have been a
member of 10% capacity on the injured list.
That is a deadly, deadly lineup.
Yeah, but so far Lively is.
He's been fine.
I'll take it.
Better than McKenzie.
That's the problem again. And we haven't. Okay. So this week again, Tristan McKenzie started and we have not against Boston. We've heard nothing about this since, which I think is a little on the strange side.
What about, what about Ithaca versus Boston?
Come on, Ithaca.
I'll give you a fighting chance. I'll take Ithaca.
I didn't quite get it, but he went Thursday. He pitched four innings. He was at how many pitches? It was like 80 pitches or something. I didn't see, but he had struck out seven in four innings. He gave up six hits and two runs, but they yanked him after four. And I was thinking to myself, I got to look this up. Something's got to be wrong. There was no reason. His last inning of work in that game, he had gotten the Red Sox out 1-2-3. The bullpen badly was in need of some rest, and the starting rotation needed length. He threw 75 pitches. 50 were strikes, and he took him out after four innings. Something's not adding up here, D's.
They're not going to tell you anything. I mean, I know that,
but something's not adding up. Like, why would they have taken him out of a game after four innings of work when he was at 75 pitches? They couldn't give him one more inning to stretch out. It didn't make sense to me. I still think he's hurt, and I still think that he is going to end up having Tommy John surgery, and we're going to look back and say, why didn't they do this before? And it'll be a waste.
Which is too bad because the kid's got so much talent. The velocity's obviously down. Maybe he's not putting everything into it, not effort-wise. I'm just saying because of the pain.
Right, right.
And to give him credit, he's toughing it out. He wants to be out there with his teammates. You got to love Tristan. He's homegrown. He's our guy, but he looks like a different person.
Yep.
Remember when he came up and he was hitting 98 high fastballs? I mean, I'm not saying he has to be at 98, but it's a roller coaster every time he's out there and every time Carrasco's out there. And so
that's the problem is we're getting no length from these guys. And it's like
ever. Bybee's start on Saturday night was such an outlier. It was awesome. We're like, whoa, Tanner's into the seventh at 70 some odd pitches. This is great. This is like, welcome back to the days of, Bieber and Quantrill and McKenzie a couple of years ago where everybody was going at least seven.
Six or seven every time. Yeah. We've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. You cannot go a season and just have your pitchers go five innings every. It just doesn't work.
No.
You're going to burn out your relievers. Now, the good news is down in AAA, you have many, many other arm options. The bad news is a lot of them aren't on the 40-man. Drink so there's that. So I don't know what they're going to be able to do.
Curry could come back up.
Well, Curry, I think that they're keeping Curry down because they know between Carrasco and McKenzie, someone is not going to be long for this rotation in terms of injury. I mean, listen, no one loves having Carlos back on this team more than me, but let's be honest here. He's a five inning pitcher at this point, and he's given up a lot of home runs, and he's got to be so fine because the fastball velocity is not there.
Well, opponents are hitting like 400 or 500 against his against his fastball. But then, like everything else, they can't touch, which is great. But if these and you see the game plan, you saw the Twins do this and the Red Sox do this. They just lay off that breaking stuff; it goes in the dirt
totally,
and then it's 3-2. So every at bat, so that's difficult.
But again, you can't just every game go, all right, Sandlin, Barlow, Cade Smith, Hunter Gaddis, Class A, every time we have a lead, these guys have to pitch.
Heron.
Yeah. How could I forget?
Nicky's been great, man.
He has. He's been really good.
You got to give him good credit. Nick Sandlin has been wherever they need him. I mean, he saved a game the other night.
Yeah. He pitched in the fifth inning twice, and then he closed. He can be used everywhere. He's really been good. His command has been vastly improved this year.
Which
has been great. But yeah, but you know, you look down in AAA and you got your boy Franco Aleman. You got my guy Nick Enright, who just was put on the injured list, but he was off to an unbelievable start, striking out guys left and right. There's one other. Who's the other person I'm thinking of? There's a third guy who's been just completely dominant down there. But regardless, Cade Smith up here has been great. Barlow had a great week. Great week. I mean, how about that escape? Yeah. Bases loaded, no one out, and extras.
Now it's got the engineer right there.
Scott. Yeah. I mean, how about that?
No outs. Bases loaded, no outs. Actually, you know, it's funny. We should have won yesterday. We should have lost on Saturday.
Right. Yeah. Barlow got out of that one. And then Barlow struck out the side yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's been.
He's done his job.
He's been much better.
But that's the thing, is this can't. We've got to get more length in the starters. There's just no way you can continue. And they don't have an off day. They have an off day today. And then their next off day isn't until May 16th.
Oh, geez.
So these off days are helping because they'll get the relievers to rest. But, you know.
But to your point, we were talking back to the starters. Carrasco and McKenzie are lined up back to back. So you know you're in some trouble there with the bullpen. It wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be surprised if you know, Avila or Avila, however you pronounce his name, that guy, you know, he's around for like another day and then they DFA him. I mean, I'm surprised he lasted this long. He made two long appearances, but they're going to have to be doing some shuffling. And like he and Beattie would be the guys that would probably go. Beattie's out of options.
Ready. Here's who we need.
Oh, Big Sam. That's who I was.
Sam Entwistle is ready.
That's who I was forgetting.
He's ready. I think they're going to bring, I mean, he's pitched like two or three times now.
Four.
In Columbus.
He's made four appearances.
He's ready to go. So he's coming up. So, you know.
Yeah. So Avila will be the guy who goes. That's my guess. But
he's got to be DFA, but then hopefully he clears it. And that would be what they would have to do with Florial too. Hope nobody picks him up for their, but I don't think anybody will. And then he's off, you know, off the 40 man and down in Columbus. So
if they could somehow clear him and get him through, that would be amazing. I just, you know, it only takes one team. Like Oakland is so bad, you know, Oakland or the White Sox or whoever who are so bad. You know, and it's just like,
I swept the Rays.
Woo! I know. How about that? They doubled their win total in one weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh man, have you heard their new TV? Have you heard the White Sox new TV guy?
I didn't send you that. The walk off the other night, he's like,
I heard it.
He has this like catchphrase:
"Stand
Southside,
up,
stand
up."
It's the cheesiest. This guy, I mean, come on, dude.
I know you got to read the room.
Who? What's his name?
John Schifrin.
Any relation to the late great Uncle Sandy?
I don't think so. It's a rough listen. It's a rough listen.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, then it's a rough watch.
Then he like tweets out, "Hey everybody, you know, all my supporters can't appreciate you more for my first walk off call." Oh God, stop! Please stop.
I know this isn't about you.
Like the White Sox are bad. They're the worst team in baseball. Like what do you? Yeah, you should get excited. Absolutely. But my goodness.
But that's a little much.
Southside, stand up.
So lame.
Then he was like, "Everybody out there, say it with me." It's like
all five people that are still paying attention.
Like a high school broadcast. My gosh.
Yeah. So Sam, I just looked up Sam, 3 appearances, 2 2/3, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk, and has and 1 hit. So I'd say he's probably ready. You know, Wes Parsons has been pretty decent down there. I mean, Strzelecki was decent. Aleman has 16
guys
strikeouts
in
10 innings.
But, you know, like if a Cantillo was where he would, obviously he's out for months, but like let's say he started the year at Columbus looking really good, you know, then then that would be a different story. Then you would just plop him up here, bring him up here. But I don't know. But they're going to ride these guys for a little longer. I don't know how much longer we're going to see McKenzie. I just hopefully maybe this week, you know, against Houston, he has a good start. I don't know. It's a total crapshoot. Some innings you go, all right, there's the Tristan of old. Then other innings, it's like, oh my God, this is a total slog.
That's the thing. Like, and at what point does the team like say, okay, we got to take a step back on him because it's hurting the team more than it's helping. I mean, if he says he's pain free, I mean, I guess you got to be out there, but like if the velocity's down and he's getting, you know, the command isn't there, then what are we doing here?
Right. And Gavin Williams is nowhere near ready.
Well, yeah, we didn't talk about that because it happened right after we recorded the last time, but he had a setback. You know, I had talked to some people that had told me that it was not a Tommy John type situation, so we don't have to worry about that. But it's definitely a concern that they said he had a setback and then it's been crickets. But as you know, it's always crickets. But like we have been talking for weeks about, wow, you know, when they get Gavin Williams back.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a game changer. If he absolutely can get back.
Dude, if you think about it, we started the season and we were like, all right, once we get Gavin Williams back, it's going to be Bieber, McKenzie, Williams, and Allen. Well, right now,
down to two guys.
We're down to two guys.
Two and a half.
And, and here we are going, oh, Ben Lively looks good. You know?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, like I said, and by the way, people that get mad at Class A in extra innings, I mean, that runner at second base has nothing to do with him.
Of course.
You know? Do I want Manny to come in and do I want Manny to come in and strike out the side? Yes.
Hey, Manny. Like,
that's Austin Riley. I saw some people on Twitter yesterday. My gosh. Come on, Class A. It's like, dude, we did pretty well against that lineup this weekend. Absolutely. Other than Friday night, it's like we navigated through it pretty well Saturday and Sunday. Should have won yesterday. So, but man, Saturday night when Naylor hit that ball down the line, like, dude, he just, that's the man you want up every time. Yep. He's unbelievable.
Speaking of lineup, the Josh Naylor, I was just looking, you know, because I was looking at the AAA. I was just looking at the hitting in AAA. And, you know, I was looking, Manzardo's got a 956 OPS with six homers, 17 RBIs, and he has 14 walks and 19 strikeouts, which is great. The guy that I have been hearing a lot of chatter about potentially more so of replacing Ramon would be Jonathan Rodriguez. 909 OPS, 5-17, 16 walks. He hits from the right side. So
I just don't see them getting younger.
J-Rod?
Well, I think Ramon is, you're paying Ramon $5 million. He's a veteran. He's been around.
Yeah, well, Frank Costanza. Yeah, well, he sucks.
I'm good with him. I take it back.
He's fine.
I'm fine with him once or twice a week, and then defensive replacement or a pinch hit situation. But
yeah, of course.
Was it yesterday he let Brennan hit against a lefty? I liked that. I'm fine. You know,
Brennan got a hit off of a lefty this week. I think he had like a double against Bernardino. For Boston, who I feel like pitched in every single game that we played Boston the last 2 weeks.
You know, it's funny. We took, the 5 out of 7 from the Red Sox? Is that right? 3 out of 4?
Yeah, we won both. Yes, yes. We won.
2 out of 3?
Yes.
Boston's not bad.
No, they're like, over 500.
Their lineup stinks, and we don't recognize anybody. But if you look at Houck, and who dominated the Cubs again last night, and
Crawford,
and that Wong dude.
Oh, God.
Really rake.
Connor Wong just kills us. I mean, they're 16-13.
With everybody else, too. Like, Boston's not as bad as we thought they were.
No, they're 16-13. I mean, listen, Tampa is 13-16. And Toronto, I mean, they're in third place. They're ahead of Toronto and Tampa.
I'm surprised at how bad the Astros have been. Although, they just wiped up on the Rockies this week down in Mexico City. Come on, Mexico City.
What about, Jose Abreu has been so unbelievably bad that they just brought up this other kid.
They brought up their number.
Starts with an L is his last name. I can't think of
his
name.
He's a big prospect of theirs.
Yeah, big prospect. They brought him up and he's going to be in the lineup Tuesday night. So you'll be seeing him. And he's been, I guess he's been killing it down in AAA.
Well, their issue's been pitching. Like, we should be, like, I know we never win in Houston, so I'm not holding my breath. Even when they were cheating and beat us in that playoff series with the garbage cans, but like,
even when
always struggle down there, always struggle in Houston.
Yes. Although not always, the executive producer and I, back in 2017, when we went down to Houston for that series, the Tribe
like a July series or something.
It was May. They swept them.
Real? We swept them.
We swept them. We were there. I remember, cause I was there. Yeah. Me and the executive producer. It was a good weekend.
You breaking down any NFL draft? Do you want to?
What about you? You were at the draft. You should be breaking it down. Oh no, you weren't at the draft.
Well, I was in the vicinity. I walked.
You were in the vicinity.
I didn't go in the mosh pit, but I was. Yes, I was down there.
You were locked on the draft, is what
it
you
was
were.
Crazy. There were over 700,000 people there this weekend in Detroit. They did a great job. Very.
How about your interview with the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer?
Yeah, rave headlines by the people that matter, but some of my listeners have unsubscribed.
You and Howard Stern. Howard Stern gets Joe Biden, and you get Gretchen Whitmer, and both receiving lots of "I'm done with you" messages on social media.
That's right.
Howard had the interview with Biden, and they ended up turning off the comments. I saw all the comments underneath the amount of.
Oh,
I mean, it's crazy. All like bots and stuff, but it's like the guy who did Bud Bongo Fiesta. Now he, way to go, libtard.
I know. It's
sorry. He got to interview the president, regardless of who it was. You're gonna say no. It's like you. Like if there was whoever the governor is, it doesn't matter whose side you're on. You're gonna take that interview, right? Of course.
Taking them all except one. That's how it's gotta go.
Hey,
but
now.
It was the draft went well, and you know the guy the Browns got that I really like. Why am I drawing a blank now? Oh god.
The receiver from Louisville?
No. Not Hall.
Hall.
Who was after Hall?
Zach Zinter, baby.
Yeah.
The executive producer's boy.
That's a nice pickup.
We were there when he broke his leg.
And he's a good player. Really good player. So we're brought to you by Rise and Grind Fitness. Todd is in the midst of a lot of pain right now with his herniated disc, but where is it? Discs, plural. Is it plural?
Discs, plural. Hold on.
Discs.
I'm switching, moving to the floor. It's
there. You go.
It's L5S1.
I wish you people could see this. He is he's a machine
okay,
right
I'm
now.
Moving
going
to
from,
I'm moving
going
to my
from
back.
Standing up. Let me give some play-by-play right now.
Yep.
We're recording on a beautiful StreamYard, so I can see him. He literally just went from the desk to the floor.
That's right. This is what I do for our avid listeners. Much love. Yeah. So here's what's going on. It looks like back surgery is happening in the next week or so. I'm just waiting for the schedule to come out. But don't worry, I won't miss a pod. I won't miss Guardians action. If you're a friend of mine or a client of mine at Rise and Grind, odds are you'll be getting some free tickets because I can't sit currently. But the executive producer will be in the seats on Sunday. He'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be
all right.
Yeah.
Spent
so Rise and Grind Fitness. But honestly, I am still, no matter what is going on, I managed to be there. I taught a bike boot camp by not sitting on the bike. I actually just stood and yelled out commands. And everyone told me that it was very, it was still a very good class and they were impressed by my rhythm, I guess you could say. I'm just like, you know, I'm telling people what to do. I got someone up there demoing, but yeah, anyway, Rise and Grind. If you are someone who is needing a kick in the ass and you want people to help push you through your fitness journey, you know, not everybody can handle working out by themselves. And, you know, sometimes you're at the gym, you're looking at your phone, you're getting distracted. You might be looking at attractive people around you, you know, whatever. it happens, you know, it happens. So, but at Rise and Grind, we got you. We're pushing you. We're motivating you. You're with a group of people that are going to help you and get the best out of you. And me and our team over there at Rise and Grind are all about making you your strongest, both physically and mentally. So check us out at riseandgrind.com, RYZE, or check us out at Rise and Grind Fitness on Instagram. Check out the videos. First class is free for any listener or just anyone in general, go on the website, sign up for a class, whether it is a cycle class, whether it's bike boot camp, whether it is bar, yoga, we've got it all, interval strength training. Check us out on the corner of Brainerd and Chagrin Boulevard in beautiful downtown Woodmere, Ohio. Check us out, riseandgrind.com.
Breaking Tee t-shirts, folks. If you're like an Atlanta Falcons fan and you listen to our pod, you want a new Michael Penix t-shirt in Falcons black and red, it's there. It's brand new. Bo Nix with the Broncos, Worthy with the Chiefs. All this stuff is all there for you at BreakingTee.com/Derry. It will take you to the Cleveland collection. Want a Jose Ramirez shirt? They got plenty of those. Want some Brown stuff, Cavs stuff? BreakingTee.com/Derry. Go there right now to get your stuff. Jose Ramirez t-shirts cool. I like the Circle 11 one myself. I got to still get that Josh Naylor shirt from last year that Leah has, Todd's wife. We got to do all of that at BreakingTee.com/Derry. And that, also,
that sliding Jose shirt I got last year, that might be my favorite one, where he's like sliding and his arm is up and it's almost like he's like posing.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's a good one too. And of course, CFAD.net, that is the Center for Advanced Dentistry. Smiling is easy when you're treated like family. Come on. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, we are.
You go to their Meet the Team page. You'll see the legendary Sandy, registered dental hygienist and friend of Todd's, Dr. Sean, Dr. Ben, the whole crew is fantastic. At the Center for Advanced Dentistry, if you're looking for a new dentist in Beechwood, Ohio.
Can I give a free plug to Dr. Ben's new podcast?
Yeah, please.
WTF. It is all about the coffee business and just small business in general. I got to tell you, I listened to a couple episodes. One was with the guy who started Heartwood Coffee here in Cleveland. These you don't know from Heartwood, but they have one at Pinecrest and one in Chagrin, downtown Chagrin Falls, and it's really, really good. He's Dr. Ben, if you know him, he's a natural. He really is truly a natural.
He could talk. Like, he could talk.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, WTF Coffee Podcast. Check it out. Give the man a listen. He is America's greatest dentist, but he's also great at the podcast game. So
I love that. I love it. All right. So it's crazy to think that we're going down to Houston to play the Astros this week, and the Astros have been so bad. Like, Houston Astros for years they've dominated.
Oh, yeah. You know? They've either been to six or seven straight AL championship series, right? It's six or seven. Yes.
But 9-19, last place in the AL West.
How about that?
Well, all the injuries. Not injuries. They've had, who's out? Valdez.
Javier.
Yeah, Christian Javier. All these guys have been out. So this week, we get Carrasco and Hunter Brown tomorrow.
Member of 10% capacity. He's been terrible.
8-10 starts all week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Carrasco and Hunter Brown. Wednesday night, Tristan McKenzie against your favorite, Justin Verlander.
Turdlander.
He's back. That guy pitched till he's 50. He's like Tom Brady. Thursday night, Logan Allen against something called Spencer Arrighetti, who has not been good.
Dave Righetti,
7 ERA, right-hander. Like I said,
okay. I am not familiar with his work.
Glutton with injuries. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Angels, 7-10. Friday, Saturday, 6-10. And then Sunday, everybody plays at 1:40.
Who do we got for matchups there?
Tanner Bibee against Jose Soriano, a right-hander. Reed Detmers on Saturday. Did Reed Detmers no-hit us?
Made his major league debut against us, Reed Detmers.
Didn't he have a no-hitter like last year or 2 years ago?
Yes, he did have a no-hitter. It was either last year or the year before.
I almost said Blake Lively. Ben Lively against Detmers on Saturday. And then Griffin Canning on Sunday against Carlos Carrasco.
Okay.
Looking ahead, next week, appears the Guardians will miss Cy Young candidate Tarek Skubal.
That's good. He's awesome. He's having a great year.
But Houston and the Angels this week.
Okay. Listen, who's managing you can only Angels? Play who's in front. The Angels are...
Ron Washington?
Yes.
Isn't that who's managing the Angels these days?
Yes.
From Moneyball fame?
Love him. Wash, you know, the same guy who played Ron Washington in Moneyball. Let's see how smart you are. What other role in a major movie that you and I are the only ones who like? The guy who played Ron Washington.
He was in one of the Eddie Murphy movies.
That is correct. Come on.
Hold on. I got to see his face. Oh, he was in another 48 hours.
Oh my God. You're the greatest. Come on, D's. You never right? disappoint. Never. Yes. He was the guy who was behind, you know, working with the Iceman.
Yes.
And
he had the glasses. He had the
hands. His brother shot him in the head at the end. And he said, you still didn't finish the job. And he had his hand up covering the blood. That's right.
That's right.
They got the wrong guy, don't they, Ben?
What a clown.
Oh, Ben, I didn't want to believe it.
Ben Kehoe. Man, what a traitor.
Cruz and Kehoe.
Didn't want to believe it.
You know, Ben, I didn't want to believe it.
There he is. That's the goddamn Iceman. Oh, my God. That scene at the club is unreal.
The Birdcage? Dancing up north at the Birdcage?
That's right. Mike Trout, 10 home runs on the year. 14 RBIs.
What?
That's it? Yes, I'm looking at the stats.
You know what color the Angels wear?
What
they
color?
Wear red, same color as the Q5 pullover. I can't believe it took me this long.
Yeah.
Ow, ow. Oh my God, that hurts.
You're in too much pain. Be careful.
It's ridiculous. Like sneezing hurts. I would say in terms of pain, getting in and out of the car is number one. Sneezing is number two. Coughing is number three. Laughing is number four.
Oh man.
Yeah.
He's Guardian killer Taylor Ward is still on the Angels. Remember last year?
Oh, I would have loved you and I talked about trading for him many times.
Miguel Sano is back?
Oh. Yeah.
God,
yeah,
we got Aaron Hicks. Jeez,
it's like bum central over there.
It's some roster. I know Anthony Rendon's like out for a while. They hate him out there.
Yeah,
he basically admitted he doesn't even like baseball.
No, he took the money and he gave some interview basically saying like,
spring training. You know,
it's like, do you remember when Justin Masterson gave that interview? Like, he was more. I think the quote was something like, he cared more about the sale of his wife's cookies than he did.
Oh yeah.
That was a good one.
That's a great call.
He was an interesting guy, Masterson.
He got hurt in 13 and then came back just to kind of, and then he closed out that game that we clinched in Minnesota, didn't he?
Had we advanced in the playoffs, he was going to be closing.
Yeah.
He used him out of the bullpen that last week.
And then we played the one game wild card game against the Rays, right? Was that Salazar?
Danny Salazar pitched the wild card game. We lost 3-0 to Alex Cobb.
Delmon Young, that ball's still going. That ball
what about when Asdrubal grounded into the double play with the bases low, first and third and one out and swinging at the first pitch after a four pitch walk? That's when we knew that game was over. Cabby.
What about when was it Robbie Alomar the first
against
pitch, double play against the Mariners
in 0-1? You never forgave him for that.
That was a day game, playoff game. I was at the radio station. I think I broke. I don't know what I broke. I just started smashing things.
I know exactly where I was for that. I was doing horrible. A Cisco Baraboo, Wisconsin food show.
Oh.
And I said I had to leave early. I can't remember whatever lie I created to get out of there to watch the game. And I went back to whatever hotel I was staying at in Madison. And I remember that double play. It was Jamie Moyer. He was throwing junk. We loaded the bases and Robbie friggin' dogged it down the first baseline. And I feel like you talked about it for 10 years about how you would never forgive him for it. You were so mad.
That was not good.
It was a good bit.
Well, you had the two guys fighting for the batting title this week, Stephen Kwan and Jose Altuve going to go toe to toe this week.
I can't believe Altuve is still this good. It's pretty amazing. I mean,
342 and OPS over 1,000.
He's going to the Hall of Fame for sure, right? He has to.
He's amazing.
I mean, the only thing that would keep him out would be like the cheating. But like, they don't really have any do they have substantial proof on him?
He's unreal. No.
I mean, the buzzer thing when he was, you know, don't rip my jersey. But like, I don't know if that was actually found guilty, but
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, let's wrap this up. Feel better. Big week.
Thanks, buddy.
How they do it down in Houston. We'll see if they make any moves. We are brought to you by the Center for Advanced Dentistry, Rise and Grind Fitness, Breaking Tea t-shirts, breakingtea.com/dairy. Thanks to the Evergreen Podcast Network. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. We are out of room and out of here.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.